Good morning. High pressure keeping it dry across interior New York and New England today, and temperatures will climb out of the 30s and into the lower 40s across a large part of the area with dry weather right on through the evening. Sunshine, though, will fade behind increasing clouds as the storm system in the Mississippi Valley will head in our direction. Later on tonight, as the storm approaches, clouds will increase and thicken, and eventually we'll get some light rain breaking out from south to north through the region. The rain will mix with and change to wet snow as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. We could even see periods of sleet and freezing rain mixing in overnight and into the early morning hours tomorrow. A transition from the low-pressure wave over the Great Lakes to the coast will keep cold air locked in, especially across northern New York and Vermont through most of the day tomorrow. Valley locations and southern New York and New England will change over to just plain rain after picking up a coating up to a couple of inches of sloppy snow by sunrise. In these locations, additional accumulation will be minimal. However, the snow and sleet will persist across parts of the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshire, Southern Green Mountains, and Adirondacks as we go through the day tomorrow, with several inches more accumulation possible in these areas during the day. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s as the system moves through. On the backside of the system, the winds will become gusty out of the northwest, driving in cooler air. As we go through the day on Thursday, we'll have scattered rain and snow showers with highs staying in the 30s. And the first few days of March will be blustery and cold. Friday through Sunday will feature mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers and highs only in the lower to middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for eastern Kansas through Missouri and western Illinois, and also for the thumb of lower Michigan today. Meanwhile, ice storm warnings and freezing rain advisories are in effect for portions of West Virginia, while high wind warnings are in effect for the Appalachians in Tennessee, North Carolina, and southern Virginia. This is all in association with that low-pressure system moving into the mid-Mississippi Valley. 6 to 10 inches of snow with localized amounts of 12 inches will be likely in the winter storm warning areas. In addition, northerly winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts to 30 miles per hour will cause significant blowing and drifting of the snow. On the warmer side of the storm, strong to severe thunderstorms will be likely in the southeastern states. Strong winds and a few tornadoes are possible with these storms, and flood watches and warnings are in effect for parts of the Gulf Coast and southeast U.S. from Louisiana into South Carolina. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lubbock, Texas at 1:32 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 12 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour and the visibility down to 1/16th of a mile. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and the temperature of 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 23, 88% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Orlando, Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Laramie and Shirley Basin, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 41 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 31, that's 3 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 7.5 inches for the month, which is 3.6 inches below normal, and 27.1 inches for the season, which is 18.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 979, and 4,455 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Dry this evening with little light rain and snow developing by morning, up to a couple of inches of snow by sunrise toward Glens Falls. The rest of the area dry with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Dry this evening with rain and snow moving in around midnight with 1 to 2 inches of wet snow possible by sunrise and lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Dry this evening, then snow, sleet, and freezing rain moving in toward midnight. 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet possible by sunrise with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Dry this evening with snow, sleet, and freezing rain moving in toward midnight. 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet possible by sunrise with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Dry this evening, then snow, sleet, and freezing rain moving in after midnight with 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet possible by morning and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, valleys change over to rain early in the day with more snow and sleet in the higher terrain, breezy with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Additional accumulation mainly in the mountains during the daylight hours with storm totals pushing between 3 and 6 inches. On Thursday, cloudy with rain and snow showers in the upper 30s, mostly cloudy, windy Friday, scattered snow showers mid-30s, then a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, blustery and cold for early March with highs in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.